Well, we're doing another episode of Trading Rex, but this time around, it's a bonus episode, and without my friend Jaren, my co-host, and this time I just have a guest, someone that is very close to me, I guess you could say. My wife, Sarah, will be joining me, and before I get started, and well, I guess I kind of just introduced her, but... I do want to say that we will be continuing with new episodes soon, but we wanted to do a few bonus episodes. Jaren's like, you know, he's getting married. He's running around, losing his mind. You can talk anytime. You don't have to just let me ramble on.
Go ahead.
Yeah. he's it's just too hard for him. He's focused on his RPG. And his work and his school and his getting married. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah, he's a busy man. You can't be everywhere all at once.
We're trying to get Brad back too. Oh, I would love a bonus episode with you and Brad on it.
Me? I don't know. I clash too hard.
Clash with Brad?
No, it'd be fun. I'd do it.
Yeah, it's been a long time since you've seen Brad. Mm-hmm. And I mean, who knows?
Yeah, way too long.
What we're gonna do tonight is just I wanted to just talk about music and the music history I've had with my wife Sarah and how we've met, and I thought it'd be fun to kind of build like an impromptu playlist and then just ask my wife different questions about her music history and things that she's listening to now as well, and any recommendations she would have for people, because I think you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like music was one of the main things that first kind of got us in touch with each other. And then I feel like sense of humor, comedy may have been secondary to that, but I feel like we have always kind of had there's a lot of music that we like that we really love together, and we can talk about what type of music that is. But
yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, we met at a concert technically. Technically, no, we didn't meet, but
you did you see me?
No,
that would be a crazy revelation if like this long we've known each other and you're like, so we started chatting, we went to the same high school in Kokomo, Indiana.
But we didn't know each other.
And Sarah was just a grade above me. And it's not like it was a big enough of a school that you wouldn't have known everybody anyways. But I ended up going to college after graduating high school to Ball State. And I was on I wouldn't even call it a social media site. It was really just a journaling site, I guess, a place for emo kids in high school, you know, early college, to post poems and just dumb shit, which is exactly what I did. So Live Journal was like a place where I could, I guess, express myself of how I was feeling at that time. And you could find people that were in your area and stuff, but it didn't necessarily know who they were. So I think you were
okay. Well, listen, you had to have a paid account in order to search people in your area.
Oh
yeah. And I did have a paid account briefly because I was investigating something else and looking for someone else. So I looked through everyone from our area and I said, oh, that guy's cute. I like his picture. So I sent you a message and that's it.
Oh, so none of this would have happened if not for you then, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, I don't know about that because.
Were you trying to solve a murder or something? Well,
no, I was trying to solve a catfish situation.
Oh, and that was even before like catfish was really a term too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. That's a long pretty cool.
You
time
were
ago.
On the cutting edge of catfishing.
I guess.
And
I did
internet sleuthing.
I did figure it out.
Yeah.
At the time it was, yeah. But anyway, so we started talking, and I guess like we just happened to be at the same concert in Chicago. We didn't know. Did you know we would? Did we know that we would both be there?
I knew. I don't you even were know going if we knew it, that. I believe yes. I mean, I think that maybe that was a big push for me. I was so the concert was Modest Mouse, their album, Good News for wait, what was it? Good News for People Who,
yeah.
Wait, who like Bad News or
something like that. And Death Cab for Cutie. This was before anybody knew who they were. Mm-hmm. They were not opening. Modest Mouse was opening, and The Walkmen.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Mm-hmm. Modest Mouse was opening for Death
Cab
for
Cutie? Yeah, that's what I said. Weren't
no,
they?
No, I think Death Cab for... I think Modest Mouse was the...
I don't know. I just remember Death Cab for Cutie playing and, like, no one was there. It was, like, dead. And this concert was in Chicago, $10. I found the ticket a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
$10!
Yeah. That's crazy, yeah.
Yeah. Of course, our car got towed, so it cost us a lot more than $10, but...
But you know, I think I knew you were going there. I went with like somebody I worked with at Target from Kokomo, and who drove me and my roommate Kirk. And I remember I saw you like at the porter potty or whatever, and I told you later, and you're like, "Why?" I think you probably said like, "Why you like come up and say hi to me or anything?"
Well, I was with my boyfriend at the time.
Yeah, I guess that would have been awkward. I don't really know. I mean, I feel like I was confident enough to say hello to you, but that probably did deter me for sure.
Yeah, but you came and visited, and that's
visited. The end of I came and
and you never left.
Yeah, I like spied on you. I know there's like a more hip term for that, a hip term for like stalking, you know. There's hip terms for
wait,
like
what?
Bad things now.
You were stalking me. I don't think I know about this
at
well the show?
I mean, you didn't, I mean, I'm looking at you. I'm
oh, I never saw afar. You.
Yeah, I know. So is that not stalking?
I don't know.
Are you glancing? Stalking, I guess, would could be much worse.
Yeah,
but then I think maybe all it took after that was, I think I, did I say that like I saw you and you looked mm-hmm. really cute or pretty?
Yeah, you told me that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha. that was, I mean, so Death Cab for Cutie was like promoting their album Transatlanticism, and they played that song too, which I think was really great. So
what
like,
song? You didn't say what song.
Transatlanticism, which was oh. Isn't that the album and the so it's like the title track?
Oh, I don't know any of the names of the songs, so yeah, maybe.
you can look up things too here. This is a very loose. We can do anything we want.
Okay, well.
Yeah, I think that song just about being the song itself, Transatlanticism, is about being like in a distant relationship or a long distance relationship. And we weren't in a like a super long distance relationship, just like 2 hours away. But I was driving 2 hours from Ball State to Purdue to see you almost every weekend. Mm-hmm. A couple weekends you came to see me, but like, I mean, I was really coming to see you and eventually came to Purdue. But
well, I had an apartment with my own room and you shared a dorm. So mm-hmm. I think that's why you always
oh, yeah.
came to visit me.
Yeah.
It made more sense.
Yep. Of course. And I would do anything to come see you at that point. I was like,
yeah.
Yeah. Screw this. But yeah, I remember listening to like albums like that Death Cab for Cutie album and like all the Modest Mouse albums, especially like Lonesome Crowded West. It was just like a perfect album, like in the middle. Like I would leave like I'd be like driving really late at night sometimes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't get to like see you until like till it was dark.
Yeah.
So I was, yeah, just like turning up like Modest Mouse really loud and singing along to it. And I know I enjoyed that. I have good memories of just like, because it's exciting coming to see you mm-hmm. and just like listening to this music that we both liked. I don't know.
It's yeah, nice. But like, where did you get the gas money? We could never today.
No, not today, but it wasn't it wasn't really a problem then, but
yeah,
I'm sure
remember.
We were scrounging around at that time.
Oh yeah, I remember looking in the car for like we were looking for quarters to save, like we were looking for a dollar for a cheeseburger or something, like back in the day.
Yeah, well, that leads me to another thing is that, like, there was a lot of concerts and bands we liked at that time when we were dating before we were married, that we went to quite a few great concerts and music that we both liked.
We were in Chicago like every other weekend.
We had sometimes, to be selective, though. I mean, because we weren't like, we couldn't just go see whoever we wanted to. So,
but we did.
Well, yeah, well, around there. But yeah, was there any like, before, at least like in that period before we got married, like some shows that we went to that like really stand out to you, or Chicago or otherwise? Because yeah, we're not too far from Chicago, and that was really where a lot of bands were going to more than closer to us.
I mean, I have really good memories of the Jenny Lewis show at that church in Chicago. Yeah, yeah, that was really cool. Of course, Joanna Newsom was always a good one.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite shows. I think that was the one that I probably had paid the most for, because I got like front row.
Yeah.
And it was like with the Chicago Symphony or whatever. It was like a special, like one time type of show. Yeah,
that was really good.
And I love a sit down show. Like I'm not, I think we're both on board with that, even like at a young age.
Yes, but bear in mind, I mean, like my favorite show ever had to be, and I know all the controversy around the Ant Word, okay, but this was like 2012, and I think like seeing De Antwoord at the Metro for the first time was like amazing. It was so good. That was fun. That was front row. That was not sit down.
I think that's a great venue. I think that that's like really like the like maximum of what like we like, and like the band and like the sound and everything. I think that it just really works well there. But like, we'll get to De Antwoord, because I think that's the whole thing too. But
not anymore.
No, I'm trying to think who, what other, we did see Modest Mouse, I remember one time after, so it was probably the only time it was the first time we saw them together, I think. Maybe I'm thinking like 2006 ish or whatever, and it was like in Chicago, and that was when we had mono.
Oh yeah. I kind of erased that from my mind. I just remember we didn't know why we felt so bad. Yeah.
We were like in bad moods, but not like mad at each other, I think. We're just like really tired and
and confused.
We went to I vaguely remember going to like the Museum of Science and Industry, or is that, wait, I know there's the two of them. What's the other one called? The
Field Museum.
It was the more kid friendly one, was where you can get inside a human head or whatever.
That's Science and Industry, I think.
Yeah. I was like inside, like I just remember like feeling like I was gonna die.
Yeah.
Inside like a fake heart or whatever.
Yeah, that was terrible. But okay, probably one of the best shows we went to though was the first Pitchfork. That was so great.
Yeah. That was before Pitchfork was like
this
huge thing that pretty much, you know, is people know. It was called the Intonation Festival, and that was like literally, what was it, like $15 or something?
Yes, it was so cheap.
Okay, I'm gonna look this up, because the lineup is crazy considering how, like, you know, the bands that played there like didn't not be popular still. So yeah, this was in 2005, and it was $15 per day, or a $22 two-day pass. Oh my god.
Wow.
Yeah. And so the first day, the headliner was Tortoise, which was a band I really liked, but I don't know if we stayed from them.
Okay, now I know how we could afford to go to concerts.
Oh,
they were cheap.
Yeah, we didn't go the first night. We only went to the Sunday night. So they did Saturday and Sunday for the first ever Pitchfork Festival.
Who did we see?
So the Sunday night, the headliner was the Decemberists.
I remember that. Yeah.
They ended with the whale song that they do. And they had like a hose or something that was like spraying the whale at people.
And we were like close to the stage, and we had lots of room. I remember like sitting down and just lots of space.
So yeah, like just a handful of bands, but it was Les Savi Fav, The Wrens, Deerhoof, Andrew Bird, Outhud, Juju, Dungan, The Hold Steady, and Thunderbirds Are Now. But I remember Andrew Bird, I remember Deerhoof. Those are the two that probably stand out to me the most, maybe. But yeah.
And then the next really good Pitchfork that we went to was, you know, Band of Horses, CSS. Don't be laughing. I know why you're laughing. It would have been really good.
It was great. I think that's a great memory because it was just a great like Chicago story. And I would love for you to tell it.
I mean, it's really boring. I just left my purse. It's not boring. I left my purse on the L. I have no idea how it happened. And my phone was in the purse and I just kept calling it until somebody finally answered. And he was like, yeah, I have it. I work where? Some bar. Mm-hmm. And then later that night we went and picked it up and it was totally fine. But
you're making it sound boring.
It kind of ruined my whole day, but it was fine. And it's not like I had any money. So I don't even know what I was so concerned about, honestly.
Yeah.
And it was like one of those Nokia phones. Mm-hmm. There was no smartphones back then.
Also, an amazing amount of just white privilege. Because like if you said your name was Xenu or like Carbondale or something, who knows? If you didn't sound like a human or something, they probably wouldn't have given you your purse back.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe just you found nice people in Chicago, which I guess is a place that, I mean, I feel like we kind of have an affinity for it just because we've gone there many times and mm-hmm. we've only been to like New York City once, and those feel like competing big cities in America.
Yeah. And if you like New York City better than Chicago, you can just get the fuck out. Cause
whoa,
no.
Yeah, no, I, it's, they are totally different vibes for sure. But I think that, you know, if you live anywhere, you're going to start to grow some sort of attachment to certain things, whether they're good or bad. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm trying to think of any others that we saw before mm-hmm. we were married. I think I probably dragged you to plenty of like weird stuff.
Yeah,
and I was making my own, like doing my own weird shows kind of here yep. and there with Brad.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Any of those that are memorable to you of something that is there anything that I dragged you to that you actually liked? I guess that's a good question. Or that you're like, wow, I'm glad you.
I don't know. I think I'm sure there is, but I mean, that was so long ago.
Yeah, I do remember. I think Brad went with, did he go with us to this? But we saw Sufjan when he went on, did his tour like for the Chicago album or for
yeah.
the
yeah, I Illinois. Don't, I don't remember Brad being with us, I don't, but I do remember that show and it was good.
Yeah, yeah. That was a really good show. Mm-hmm. Huh. And I'm trying to think, you saw Animal Collective with me before we were married, I think in 2007 at Pitchfork.
Yeah, you convinced me on them.
Just yeah, so you came around on one of my favorite bands, and we saw even Bjork around-ish uh-huh. that time, which is one of yeah. your favorite artists. And when did we see Billy Corgan? I think that's a very memorable show.
Oh my gosh, that was like 2006 or seven. It had to be, right?
The pageant.
Before we were married.
In St. Louis, yeah.
That was a place we used to go a lot.
It's a great venue.
That was another good D'Antwoord show at the pageant. That was really mm-hmm. good, too. Yeah, that's a yeah. good one.
It's a really good venue. And
Jenny Lewis there was really good.
Yeah. I remember the Billy Corgan one, though, because I feel like I had always liked Smashing Pumpkins, but I never bought their albums or listened to like everything and really got into it. It was always something like, yeah, I wish that was something I listened to more. And I feel like that Billy Corgan album, like it still seems so underrated to me, like not enough people really listen to it.
Yeah, I love that album.
It's really good.
It was
good,
a good yeah. show because we were like sitting right in the front at a table.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it just wasn't like MTV wasn't really a thing almost at that time. It wasn't something that just was like out there really, and people were kind of over him doing anything other than Smashing Pumpkins. So yeah, I remember he did like a lick from Today
yep.
like during the last song, and everybody was like, oh my god, and it was yeah. just doing that was like a huge thing. And of course he's gone back, and we saw Smashing Pumpkins like 6 years ago.
6 years ago? Where are you?
How long ago was it?
It was like, I think Silas was like,
okay, yeah,
a year old or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not 6 years ago.
It feels longer. Well, yeah, but
I mean, that was good. It's kind of corny. It's kind of corny now, but it was really good.
I think we're at the age where there's certain bands that if we loved at a certain period and we know they're going to put on that like show of the hits that you want to hear. I don't see anything wrong with that. Who cares?
Right. And then another band that we kind of bonded over is Why.
Yeah.
We've seen them many times. Mm-hmm. And that's another one that you remember you played it in the car and I was like, what is this? I hate this. And then how did I listen to it more and decide that I loved it? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Did I listen to it on my own or did I just happen to hear a different song? And
well, I think that's interesting too, is because like the way we bond over music normally wouldn't be me playing something in the car, which I know is, it's just not the way for you, at least, I feel like, to like absorb something new, like to really like click for you, even if it's something like that you may potentially like just listening to the car isn't the right environment, which right. I totally get. For me, it usually clicks best with like headphones and just me doing something or listening to it and it hits me. But I don't know when you listen to Why and then you, but yeah, that Alopecia was like, mm-hmm. I was working at a record store in town at the time and that album was like just very different than anything, very like pop, clever hip hop lyrics and all that mixed together and folky at the same time. It was very different. So I don't know. How would you describe that Why's music?
Not folky. I don't know where that comes from. I don't know. I just like it. I don't know why. I don't have a reason.
That's a good thing. I like that about you. Let's back up a little bit. I want to get a little more into this. I know we said this would be short, but
yeah, how long have we been doing this?
Don't worry about it. It's fine. So let's talk about what kind of music did you grow up liking? Like, what would you say was like some of your like first big like favorite like bands or musicians that you really like, kind of latched onto or that you can say was like, yeah. Oh yeah.
My parents listened to a lot of Billy Joel, so definitely that.
We kind of bonded over that a little bit too.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
That and Paul Simon. They listen to Paul Simon a lot. I don't really remember them listening to much else, so I don't know. But of course, I told you I was going to mention that when I was like 11 or 12 or something, Hanson.
Yeah.
Okay. I was in love with Hanson.
Whoa. I lost you in her house. I think I lost you. Just a second. I can't believe this happened here in my own home. Oh, we didn't even talk about that. Somebody is going to have to come back. Somebody will come back any minute here. So what happened was the internet messed up. And this is like part two, but we were talking about Hanson. And it was very exciting, and I was very excited, but we can just jump right back in. It's cool. Uh-huh. Yeah, so.
Yeah, Hanson. I went from Hanson to Nine Inch Nails, Korn.
Wait.
Radiohead.
How'd you go from Hanson Smashing to Pumpkins. Nine Inch Nails?
I wish I knew.
MTV.
No, I really don't know.
Yeah, maybe just somebody told you about, like, or you heard it on the radio?
Friends. Or? Yeah, no, just
from the show Friends. I
was friends with
when Nine Inch Nails was on Friends.
Mm-hmm. No, I never watched that.
Yeah, you're too cool for Friends.
Uh huh.
What? So, and also Counting Crows. Did you mention them? I feel like that's a big one.
Yeah, I mean, I like them, but not really on any crazy level. Just, yep. I still like them.
You don't want to be on the Counting Crows crazy level.
Somebody is.
They're like the only band besides the Beach Boys and maybe like AC/DC, Aerosmith or whatever to be mentioned on Full House, right? You know, the Counting Crows. I'm the most modern band that was mentioned mm-hmm. on Full House. So
probably.
Kudos yeah. to them.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first concert that you saw? Should I know this?
I think it was, I can't remember if it must have been NSYNC.
Yes, that's what I thought. Because mine was the Backstreet Boys. So that's yeah,
yours, Aaron yeah. Carter opened. So, which by the way, I saw.
Aaron Carter opened for mine too.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Why would he open for NSYNC?
Maybe no. I'm appropriating your memories.
I think so. he's gonna stick with his brother. I mean, I don't think he would have been with the
who was it that opened? Jordan McIntyre.
Oh yes, he had that. Like, it was a very sexual song for like teenagers. I feel like nowadays, like these songs that are very overt, like pop songs that are very overtly sexual, or they have like explicit lyrics. Like, everyone knows. I mean, is it because we are older and I'm more aware of it? But I felt like when there were songs like that, at the even at that age, and when I got older, I was like, oh wow, I can't believe this was for, like, marketed towards like 14-year-old girls or whatever, or even younger than that.
Yeah,
because it's dirty.
It's not ideal. But have you seen Aaron Carter lately? I was scrolling through TikTok earlier, and he was doing a live.
I had seen him. I know he has like a face tattoo, right? Like
several, I think.
Yeah, I saw an interview he did with Steve-O on like Steve-O's like podcast. It was like a live thing, and he was talking about I think I told you about this, about like his experience going to Neverland Ranch, which was interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So yeah, Aaron Carter's doing well. I mean, is there any other memorable music experiences or memories that you have, or concerts like before you met me, that like anything that I don't know?
Probably not. I don't think I went into, I don't think I went to any concerts before I met you, besides the one. The
oh,
two.
No. I remember a couple, maybe. I know that you saw a Perfect Circle with a Mars Volta.
I did.
Which I was like really jealous of. And I remember you telling me like how horrible Mars Volta was like before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which was like, I don't know what was going on at that time anyways, but that venue seems like it would have sucked for the most. I had been at that venue before too. It was the like State Fair Pepsi Coliseum, right? Or what?
Yeah, it was called? Not good. Yeah.
Well, mine's much worse, what I'm thinking that I saw there, but I don't need to talk about that.
Come on. Don't tease us like that.
It was Newfound Glory at Good Charlotte, so.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I remember, the big thing I remember about that Good Charlotte show was that there was a bunch of, like, when they came out, like, their set decoration was just giant bats everywhere, and I was like, ooh, spooky. These guys.
For sure.
They like
this
bats.
Is what you came to see.
Oh man, it is fun. I have like the stuff that I like listened to a lot in high school and like college, and like I felt like I was embarrassed, maybe like I should have started listening to like maybe more mature music, and I did start.
Why?
I don't know, but like the idea of like a guilty pleasure now, like I have no like I own like pretty much everything I listen to, but I think that was like you need to like which I don't think was a bad thing. I just felt like I needed to learn more about music. I just didn't need to stick in that zone of what I liked. So I challenged myself more, but it's great to come back to the stuff I used to listen to too, and have no qualms about it.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Is there anything that you like absolutely would not go back and listen to, or that you feel like, I can't believe I listened to that, and that is something I used to listen to?
No, I don't think so. I only listen to good stuff, so.
Well, have you ever like gone back and listened to Hanson?
No, I haven't, although maybe their Christmas album. Their Christmas album was really good. But no, I don't think I have gone back. And that's not one I've gone back and listened to, I don't think.
So let's go back to like when we're together. Like we both have like bands that and music that we like, and it kind of overlaps, but so like my huge thing was Animal Collective, and then maybe like when was it, like 2010 2011 ish that like the N-word kind of like became a thing. Like internet heavy, like YouTube was already really popular, but I feel like it was right on the cusp of like seeing weird things come up from places too.
Yeah, Enter the Ninja was the ad before a video I was watching, and that's where I saw it, and I was very confused when I saw it. I was like, I don't like this.
How did they get an ad before a video?
I don't know. I have no idea. But
were they already on Interscope for that album at that time? Because I bet that was just part of the marketing for Interscope. Yeah. So why did it like click with you then?
I don't know. I think it was angry music and I was an angry person. I don't know. I just it was totally different from anything that I had ever heard before. And something about it just hooked me. And I was questioning my choices. Like, do I really like this? Mm-hmm. But
and you weren't like a big rap person either.
No. Mm-mm.
It's weird because like that band has like kind of fallen into like the heavy metal scene for some reason, and also like just like the off-kilter type of rap, but like so it's to you said there was a controversy, but it's basically mm-hmm. to at the time like two people in a relationship in and out from South Africa that were created this whole character persona that then kind of just became, you know, confusing, and they became chasers of fame in some sort. I mean, we saw the movie Chappie with horrible sound in IMAX. It's just I as somebody that's like a huge film nerd, like I just love that that's a part of movie history, that Deanne Ward was a movie.
It's just for fun, okay? Like, you just don't take it too seriously. It's just for fun. But anyway, Deanne Ward sucks now, so.
Yeah, I wish they didn't have bad things. Like, I think that's the trick, is when you don't really know. I think nowadays, like, it's all about, you put yourself out there more than ever, right? Like, artists do. But, some. Which, it's respectful if they can hide enough. But, like, having that transparency, because I think, like, the character thing is cool. And it can be a lot of fun, but you don't need to know the artist. You just like the music. You like the whole artistic approach they're taking. But then it kind of veers onto, they can do these ugly things. Or now this changes, like, it's harder to separate the art from the artist. I don't know. Like, it sucks.
Yeah, but their music sucks now too, so.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's
neither here nor there.
That's the thing with a lot of artists, is like they're either their first, second, or sometimes third album is typically their best album. And I feel like, you know, there was a lot of like indie bands at that time that we liked that were even below that sphere of like mainstream indie that like started to come around with like American Apparel, all that kind of thing. But like, they had that one big album and then they disappeared, or they started having kind of diminishing returns. Like, I don't know, like, I can think of so many like bands that, like, that was a question I thought of earlier too. Like, who is a band that like we loved together that you kind of, or just in general, just you personally, that you would go back to if you knew they had a new album that just came out that you would want to listen to like as soon as you could? Is there any artist or band that you can think of like that?
Probably Why. Other than them, I don't know. Like, Hozier, people have come out with albums like Hozier.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that yet.
Why not? It's not a guilty pleasure. I think it's cool. Like whatever you want to like. And I don't have any opinion about it.
Well, he tweeted today that in a couple of weeks he will be releasing some new music from his new album, so maybe he'll be touring soon.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, like, I'm a huge lover of like one hit wonders and pop songs, and I kind of hate the fact if he becomes the artist that always had this one hit wonder.
I mean, he is a one hit wonder, right? But like, all of his other music is really good, and it's a lot better than that one hit wonder. So you gotta give it a chance, I suppose.
Well, there's so many artists now that we're just so easy able to find, like with Spotify, or just because it's so accessible now through YouTube or whatever, that had one album and you're like, oh wow, I remember that song. And then you listen to like their whole album and you're like, wow, this was actually good. Mm-hmm. I've experienced that with like quite a bit of different artists, like who's Marcy's Playground. That was like another band that I was like came back to, and I was like, wow, I like a lot of their songs and were never even on the radio.
What? I thought they only had one song, maybe two.
No. Yeah, they had like two singles maybe, but yeah. Oh. I think there's a lot of stuff out there. So yeah, I think it's even cool for the future. I feel like that's the best thing about like music and the internet in the last 20 years is it's there forever, you know? All the crap I've put on Bandcamp, all the crap that's out there forever, eventually everybody's just going to stop making music and movies and all that crap. And they're just going to go back and listen to everything else that people put out.
Well, I mean, eventually, you know, the sun is going to explode and none of this is going to be anywhere. So
I'm trying to give you the full experience of what Jaren has to deal with. The internet just like collapsing on me saying crazy stuff. Let's make a playlist real quick and then just say,
yeah, we got to finish this. I'll take Jaren's position and say, we got to wrap this up.
Jaren's, I don't know. He goes on about stupid stuff sometimes. It was usually Brad's like, I got to talk to my mom.
Yeah. Well, you should talk to your mom.
Yeah. So I thought it would be fun to make like a playlist with my wife. So like, but what would be the theme of that? Just a couple's playlist. It's our playlist. Just put whatever we want in it.
If you could be more boring, that'd be good.
If you could be more boring, that would be good. That's what I'm going to title it.
Perfect.
If you could be, I think that should inform like the songs we pick, I think. This is very exciting for me.
I don't even know what we're doing here.
If you could be more boring, that would be good. So I got Spotify pulled up and it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be on Spotify, but what's a song? Okay. What is a song that you like want to listen to that might cheer you up? Like, let's say like if you feel like you want to listen to music and you want to hear something that's just going to like put you in a good mood.
Mm-hmm. I know the answer right away.
Okay.
Yeah. Patrick Wolfe, The Magic Position.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, we don't have to go into details about all that, but an artist that is not really heard of or talked about much anymore, I feel like.
He's so good.
And that's his top popular song on Spotify. But yeah, people should definitely check out Patrick Wolfe because you just mentioned that.
That's not even close to his best song either. And that's a good song.
Why is there two different versions? What are the two different versions?
I'm not sure. He has an album of like a bunch of songs that are different, which is also really good. It might be that.
All right. Well, you know, he's got a song. The third popular song he has is called Hard Times. And that reminds me of the Paramore song Hard Times that I really like.
Oh yeah, Paramore.
That I listen to quite a lot, and I'm sure you've heard that song. It's like a popular one, but I'm gonna add that to our playlist too because I don't know.
Have I heard that song?
Hard. Yeah, time. I bet you've heard it. Yeah, I'll share this playlist later.
Oh, okay, yes.
They just say Hard Times a lot, but it sounds kind of like, yeah.
I know the song. I like the song.
All right. Well, let's see. What's something that you've listened to in the last 3 months that like is one of your like favorite songs in the last 3 months?
Hozier, As It Was.
As It Was. You know what, this is also a song by
Harry Styles.
Yes.
I like that song too.
You do? Have you listened to that album? I've heard a couple of songs from it and I didn't dislike him, but I want to check out that album, I guess, because I'm not like, I don't have a negative opinion towards it, I guess. And then, yeah, so, okay, I got As It Was. I don't know if I know that, but maybe I've heard it in passing. I'm going to say a song in the last 3 months that I listened to would be that Oliver Tree song.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That's a
which
good
is one. Just... it's just weird, but you said it kind of reminded you of De Antwoord in a way where it's a character thing. And
no, I said riffraff.
Riffraff.
Yeah.
That's something someone I haven't thought about in a while. Wasn't he supposed to be in a movie recently or something? Or
Oh, he used to say all kinds of stuff. I have no idea.
He's an interesting person. And he was in a band with like Simon Rex, who's like a like Academy Award winning like actor or something. Well, I mean, they won an Academy Award, but
see?
Yeah, he was, and what's his name? Andy Milonakis.
Yep, perfect.
Three Loco or whatever. I forget what their name was. Okay, so I did that song. What is a song that you think I would be surprised that you like really like, that like is something that like even I would be like, wow, that's something you like?
Okay. Do you have something like
that?
Yeah. Taylor Swift, I Did Something Bad.
Oh.
Yeah. I have that on a playlist.
I think I do remember when that came out that you mentioned that.
I only put it on this playlist recently. I don't think I'd even heard of it before.
I did something. Oh, I did something weird. Jeff Rosenstock. Okay. Yeah, I never really, I feel like that was where I stopped being a Swiftie or whatever they call themselves.
I'm just saying, but I mean, this song, I don't know.
I feel like it's that album of the 1989 that had like Shake It Off. I feel like it's just a really good pop album that the only album that I've really listened to or that like I like from hers. But I do like that song though. I think I want to listen to that album. I don't think I even listened to it all. So an album, what's a song that you would be surprised? Is there music that could surprise you with?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. Like, I think you wouldn't be surprised if like it just was a just like a silence or whatever.
Yeah, well, I would be surprised if it was like Shania Twain or...
Oh, Shania Twain.
Yeah.
There probably is a good Shania Twain.
Metallica. I mean, I know you do like Metallica, but like if it was a song that you like absolutely loved, I mean, I wouldn't know about it.
Well, you know what? I think I am going to put that Don't Impress Me Much next, because I don't think it's a bad song, but I have been saying that Brad Pitt part a few times. Like I've been saying, oh, you think you're Brad Pitt?
Oh, okay. I was like, I didn't know Brad Pitt was on that song.
Oh, yeah. He raps in the middle.
I don't think I heard that version.
Speaking of rap, what is like off the top of your head, what would you say is like your favorite rap song?
I mean, what is rap?
You know? Anything. Yeah, I mean, this is up for you to interpret however you want. Yeah.
I don't know if I can answer that.
Okay, what is your favorite song with rhymes in it? Every song ever. Let me drill down a little bit. What is your favorite song? What is your favorite song that is a like catchy song that if you heard it on the radio, you'd want to turn it up more? Maybe this goes back to one that I asked earlier too. I don't know. Like, what's this something that's like, oh, that's on, and that makes me excited? I mean, I feel like it might be like kind of like a 90s one hit wonder maybe or something.
Oh, that could definitely be it.
Like, always put you in a good mood, maybe.
Hmm.
Even if like you've heard it like for the 200th time, it's going to put you in a good mood.
I don't know. Maybe like something Florence and the Machine. Ooh. Oh, maybe even like some dumb Iggy Azalea song. Like, you know, it's got like a good beat. I like, what is the one Problem with Ariana Grande and Iggy Azalea? I was listening to that the other day.
What's that song called? Is that
Problem? Ariana Grande and Iggy Azalea.
This playlist kicks ass.
It's just fun, you know?
Yeah.
It's not to be taken seriously.
So a song that, oh, I think I know what this would be. There's so many songs that I say that are like on our stupid like radio station, local radio station that plays like 90s, 80s stuff. That's just like corny. But probably like for me, it would be Electric Avenue.
Okay.
You know, as I type in Electric Avenue, I see Electric Feel by MGMT. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's probably a better song. I'm just gonna put that in there instead. I don't know. I mean, I love that song anytime. I feel like that anyone can listen to that, and it's just a good song, and it feels kind of timeless. So we got 8 songs. Let's just do 2 more here.
Okay.
What is, like, I'll let you do this one. This is a free for all. Anything you want.
No, I need a prompt.
Okay. What is one song, like, somebody that you've never known that you want to impress? they ask you, what kind of music do you like? Is there a band, or what kind of concert are you going to? How do you tell this person what this music that you like is?
And this is a terrible question. And one that cannot be answered.
Yeah, the most awkward, like, type of work question.
Yeah, who would ask me that? That would never happen. And if it did, I would just say, I don't listen to music. That's way too much pressure.
You like music? What's your favorite band? You know what? I think I like the Beatles. They might be my favorite band. And did you know their name is like a pun?
Wow, you and I are really going to get along.
Let's see, a good prompt. A song here, that, yeah, go ahead.
Let's throw some Ulfer on there. That's good.
I mentioned them recently, like in this music league thing that we've talked about on our podcast. But yeah, which song are you thinking?
Then there's a I don't even want to, I would totally botch his name, but there's another song that I really love by an Icelandic artist that's a rapper. I don't know. You know anything on their that album that we bought when we were in Iceland is good.
Yeah, they have some recent albums too.
Yeah, I know. I need to listen to those.
That's one thing I like, is like when you remember something and then you're like, oh, they've had like a bunch of releases that I didn't even know they're still doing stuff. So yeah, I think that album was like 2015. Yeah, I will not try to pronounce any of this stuff.
No,
I think it's the one that kind of looks like Tarantula. I think is a good one.
Every song on that album is good.
I'm just gonna pick that one.
The whole thing through is just perfect.
All right, and let's see if there's, you know what, how I want to end it, and I think this will be an amazing 10-track playlist that I will be happy to share. Transatlanticism by
perfect.
Since Death Cab for Cutie just released a new album, and we listened to it in the car, and I can't tell you a thing about it because I could barely listen to it. I added the whole album instead of just one track. I meant to. I'll fix that on the playlist. Those are great playlists. Where you, like, if you're at a party and then just someone like has the whole album and you're just like, what's going on?
Do you remember when we used to make each other mix CDs?
Yeah,
we still have all those, I think.
Yeah, I know we do.
I think they're in the garage.
I'm sure at least Death Cab for Cutie, Patrick Wolf are on some of those. Yeah,
but probably a lot of stuff we forgot about.
Well, for sure. Yeah, this is fun.
So fun.
All right. Well, we will be back for a second season, and we will be having guests and talking about other album recommendations. But I think there's enough recommendation. Is there one album recently, maybe, that you would recommend to anyone that might accidentally? Could you imagine accidentally listening to a podcast? Like, oops, I listened to like an almost hour long podcast.
Ooh. I think I've done that before.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Anything?
I mean, all I can say is that for the last year, I've been listening to Hozier's albums, and they're excellent. So
nice. Well, yeah,
I'm old. Okay.
I don't think it's old. I think it's pretty cool to like that. An artist that kind of people, like I said, these one hit, I hope that he isn't a one hit wonder artist, because obviously he's talented. But I think that could happen, and that's not a bad thing, because there's certainly a fan base for those types of musicians. But
yeah, I really don't need my artists to be like famous. It's fine.
That kind of ruins it sometimes in a ways too. It can, at least.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I went from like the Antwoord to Hozier. You can kind of tell where my life has gone over the course of the last like 10 years.
But you have an eclectic taste, but you don't like as much as I do, I feel like, which is a cool thing. I like that you like very different types of music and not just what's very obvious and out there. So,
well, thank you.
I appreciate your taste and I appreciate you. My recommendation, I guess, would be the most recent Built to Spill album, because I feel like they're a band that's just been pretty, I really like these. I guess I'm getting older as well, and like there's those dad bands like Wilco and stuff where you're just like, and Spoon that I saw recently, and you're just like, oh, they just keep putting out albums that are still creatively different, but they're very much just not bad. They're very inoffensive. You're just like, okay, they did the thing and they did it well that they're trying to do, and that's what dads like.
Yeah, they do it for the dads.
Gotta do it for the dads. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, this makes me so happy that you did this episode. I think it went really well, so except for the internet going down, but
well, I didn't plan that, so.
All right, well, anything else that you want to say about music or how much you love me as your husband or
Oh, no, I don't think there's anything else that needs to be said.
You haven't listened to our most recent episodes, I think. No. So, like, we're really even worse at ending than ever. And you can tell how bad I am. But, yeah, thanks for listening. And thanks for me for adding maybe a bonus episode theme song, maybe, that I just added. Thank you to me. All right. Thank you for doing this. I'm going to stop the record. And bye. Yeah, bye.